I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers want to divert more offenders from prison to boot camp. Dana Vollmer has more.
Legislation being considered in the Illinois Senate would let Department of Corrections officials decide who gets to go to boot camp. That's currently left up to the sentencing judge, but the department says the state's two boot camps in DuCoin and Dixon Springs are at just 12% of capacity. Supporters say boot camps offer more services in prison and people can get out sooner. State Representative Terry Bryant is a Republican from Murfreesboro.
They are trading off sometimes a long sentence, several years, for 18 months at a boot camp. They can go to school still while they're there, so there are a lot of good qualities about the boot camps, and we want to get those beds filled so we can move some folks out a little bit quicker.
Offenders age 35 or younger who were sentenced to less than 8 years may qualify if they're physically fit enough. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Several of Illinois' Division I athletic directors say they don't want gamblers betting on college sports. Lawmakers heard from them and others as talks continue on how to legalize and regulate sports betting. Larry Lyons is director of athletics at Illinois State University. He says there's a big difference between amateur and professional sports.
Student athletes will become targets of individuals seeking to alter outcome of games or gain inside information. Professional athletes are protected and difficult to influence. Professional athletes have layers of security around them and operate under professional contracts.
Several states allow betting on college sports, but each has different rules and exemptions. Lawmakers have a little over a month to compromise on a final plan. A truck driver accused in the death of an Illinois state police trooper pleaded not guilty to two counts of reckless homicide and one count of operating while fatigued. Craig W. Dittmar was allegedly driving the semi-trailer that slammed into Trooper Brooke Jones Story on March 28th while she inspected another semi-trailer. State Police Sergeant Charles Davidson testified during a preliminary hearing Thursday. He said Dittmar admitted falling asleep and took a short nap earlier during his trip from Joliet. Defense attorney Christopher Durango argued against the state's assertion that Dittmar suffered from a condition that impaired his driving. Stevenson County State's Attorney Carl Larson argued Dittmar continued to drive despite knowing his condition hindered his ability to drive safely. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The man accused in a shooting that injured four people in Carbondale is behind bars. Carbondale police say 27-year-old Jody Pullen Jr. was arrested in Harrisburg yesterday. He's the accused shooter in the incident April 12th in the area near ABC Liquors and Trace Hombre's restaurant. Pullen faces aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, aggravated battery with a firearm, and unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon charges in Jackson County. Police say Pullen's being held in the Saline County Jail. The number of non-farm jobs increased in 8 Illinois metro areas in March and decreased in 6. The Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Sam Celestro says the year-over-year job gains were pretty solid in that month.
In the Chicagoland area, we saw some pretty impressive growth. That includes Elgin and the Lake County, Kenosha areas. We saw solid growth in Peoria and down in Carbondale.
The unemployment rate in the Carbondale-Marion area went up from 4.9% in March 2018 to 5.1% in March of this year. The unemployment rate rose in 12 of the metro areas compared to a year ago. Celestro says that may be attributed to more people looking for work. A new learning lab will help SIUC students seeking careers in healthcare. Steph Whiteside has more.
SIH and the SIU Healthcare Management Program are teaming up to give students a boost in the job market with a new learning lab dedicated to electronic health records.
Well, it gives them a lot more employability because they've already sort of have exposure to these key technological platforms.
That's Steph Whiteside reporting. I'm Jennifer Fuller.